Mark stood by the window, peering upon the busy street through lace curtains. From his vantage point on the third floor, he could see the police barricades and barbed wire traversing the road, while armed sentries patrolled the perimeter with guard dogs. This remote border crossing had never been secured before, till now, which meant he had been betrayed. Releasing the curtain, he grabbed a cigarette and filled a glass with scotch. Mark sat on the bed with his pistol on top of the blankets as he savored the vintage blend. The fine hairs on Mark's arms tingled, alerting him to the danger when he heard footsteps climbing the stairs. Finishing his drink, he set the empty glass on the night table, taking slow, purposeful drags and making smoke rings while watching the only entrance, his hand on the gun, as he waited to learn the identity of his betrayer. He couldn't believe his eyes when the door opened and he recognized the double agent who entered the room alone. A final confrontation before meeting his fate. Earlier. It was a cold winter's day, the sun obscured by heavy storm clouds as an Arctic wind battered the countryside, whipping fallen leaves and bending tree branches on the deserted streets. Mark wrapped his scarf about his neck, donning the familiar winter cap, his fingers warmed by the fur-lined leather gloves Tatiana had given him for his birthday. He was in the doorway of the hotel smoking a cigarette, his eyes glancing at the broken stone wall that separated the two countries, a forgotten route to freedom, barely used, and of little interest to the government until today. Mark lingered in the shadows as a military convoy passed before him. The vehicles followed the solitary road as soldiers unrolled the barbed wire and placed the deterrent in front of the crumbling ruins. 2 miles in each direction, while guard dogs ran across the open meadow and into the nearby forest. Hunters, seeking human prey, but not just anyone. Mark knew they were searching for him. The townsfolk stayed in their homes behind locked doors, fearing the soldiers while wondering why their isolated village was so important, why it was necessary to close the border. Once the war was over, they were left with rebuilding their lives. Farmers mostly, but merchants and tradesmen, also chose the simplicity of living a rustic life, far away from the politics which threatened to destroy the freedom they enjoyed by residing in such an obscure region. Mark threw a cigarette into the street, braving the forceful wind as he approached the tavern that opened daily at 6 in the morning. He nodded to the barkeep upon entering and sat near the window as he ordered a sandwich and drink. Mark retrieved a pack of cigarettes from his inside coat jacket and tossed it on the table while waiting for the man to return. "Leave the bottle," Mark informed the proprietor, "and today's paper if you have it." Even though it was early, Mark downed the whiskey, his demeanor changing as the warming liquid seeped through his veins, relaxing his taut muscles, making sense of his chaotic thoughts as he watched a tank rolling along the dirt road, taking its position near the border crossing, its guns pointed at the town. It would not be long before the soldiers began their door-to-door search, threatening the frightened villagers with torture, death, or both, if they weren't forthcoming. However, they could not be made to speak of something they had no knowledge of, since spies had no place in this rural community, where time seemed to stand still.
"Your newspaper," the barkeep said, handing Mark the paper while putting the sandwich on the table. "Is there anything else, Mr. Dresner?"
"I'm fine for now, thank you, Herman."
Mark took a bite of his sandwich, opened the paper and scanned the articles, searching the obituaries for recognizable names of fellow agents, his handler, and his lover. They would be arrested and interrogated because of what they knew. And it was his fault. Mark should have crossed over last night, but he could not leave without Tatiana. He loved her. And that was that. She was to have arrived before him, checking into the hotel as his wife to await her husband, to see for herself the place where he preferred to write, the famed author, revered by the friendly townsfolk, his privacy respected, his comings and goings never questioned. The door burst open and 3 armed soldiers entered the room. "Papers," one of them shouted. Mark opened his wallet, retrieved the requested documents, and set them on the table, but he continued to read the newspaper while keeping an eye on the young men who enjoyed the fear they instilled as the barkeep produced his credentials.
"Who else works here, old man?" the sergeant asked.